The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors. Welcome to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour with your hosts, Mr. Al Foreman and licensed nutrition counselor, Janet Cimarelli. The Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour brings to you the very latest nutrition information, and the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers bring you EDLP. More about EDLP during the show. Here are your hosts, Al Foreman and Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutritionist.
Start spreading. Good morning, everybody. This is Al Foreman for the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. It is Friday. It is the 4th of January, and we're looking forward to a great year in 2019. Sitting beside me here in Janet's palatial office is a man who I respect greatly for all the hard work he's put into in his practice and for all the efforts he's been able to give our listeners in co-hosting a show with Janet, and that's Dr. Herb Slavin. Good morning, Dr. Slavin.
Good morning, Al.
It's a pleasure to have you here again. And I know joining us, we have another guest who is speaking to us from Illinois, a guest who we've had on our show many times before, spreading the word of good health by using some specific products from a company called North American Urban Spice. And I'm speaking about Dr. Cass Ingram. Good morning, Dr. Ingram.
Good morning, A-Team. Good to be with you this new year for hopefully a nice representation of perfect health.
Well, that's what we want you to explain to our listeners, because I know that over the years, I don't think there's anybody that I know of in this business that has put forth a effort to bring oil oregano to the use of thousands upon thousands of people that have benefited by it.
It's surely become quite an industry, hasn't it?
It certainly has.
Yeah. You know, the odd thing is that after publishing 8 books that deal with oil of oregano and the crude herb, the juice or essence, I found that the majority of people, and of course there are many, imitation brands or secondary brands that come out, but my point is that most everybody thinks of it for cold and flu, or like a rhinitis, or something that strikes in the winter. But our expertise over the years has determined the value of extract of wild oregano. And I don't know if everybody listening understands this, but wild oregano grows in the mountains, on the rocks. Yes, you use oregano on pizza and spaghetti and marinara sauce, Italian cooking. That type of oregano is irradiated by the federal government. It's usually cut by about 50-60% weed. Now, not that kind of weed, people, but they grind up different plants. It's very diluted by the time. So we really didn't think of oregano in a shaker or in a pizza as being like a medicine or a drug. Oil of oregano is made from the wild oregano that grows from 5,000 to 12,000 feet above sea level. It's above the tree line. That's very interesting. So it doesn't like shade, and it thrives in sunlight, and it doesn't like dirt. It doesn't like humus. It only likes rocks. So that kind of wild oregano obviously is very valuable. So it's handpicked, then the villagers dry it, then it's distilled, then it comes over to the States, in which then it's put into a supplement, either as a capsule or as drops. Or in our case, we've innovated some novel uses like the essence, which is the distillate, the water distillate, the crude herb ground up in a capsule, the multiple spice where you add, and I'll tell you why multiple spice, where you add the oil of cumin, oregano, oil of sage, different spice extracts together for synergy. However, interestingly enough, oregano is a $7 billion industry now. Look what we
$7 billion.
Yes.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, it's pretty unbelievable. So what I wanted to share is that in that $7 billion, the pharmaceutical companies are trying to parlay out. The feed industry is using quite a lot of oregano. As you know, big chicken entities are using it in the feed line so the chickens don't get the flu or sick. and it's being used in cattle, pigs, and so forth. So then you have the perfume industry. Quite a bit of oregano's portions of the oregano oil is taken off for the perfume industry, and then the residue is sold to the oil of oregano makers for those that make the lesser quality. And food industry is using it, cosmetic. The biggest growth is in the human use of the oil of oregano or capsules for cold and flu. But what I know is that the oregano is the best natural medicine for colitis, Crohn's disease, irritable bowel, spastic colon, multiple sclerosis, Lou Gehrig's. We've done some studies, hepatitis C, AIDS and AIDS-like syndromes, chronic candida, fungal overload, toenail fungus, ringworm, athlete's foot, vitiligo. You see the broad spectrum that people don't know about. Endometriosis, anything in the pelvis, pelvic inflammatory disease, PMS, polycystic ovarian disease, ovarian cysts, fungal vaginitis, fungal thrush. We don't really think of oregano oil for that at the store level.
Cash, tell our listeners what year you first introduced oil oregano.
This was 1995.
So you're talking 23 years ago.
Yeah, yeah. What happened was that Bob Atkins and I were chit-chatting, and he said, you know, I used oil of oregano. It cured me of pneumonia in Holland. I got some there. And I told him it cured me of my sort of AIDS-like whatever I got from the IV needle. So he said, let me put you on WOR. So we did the WOR. And, you know, New York, a lot of times things come out of New York and California gets the credit. The New Yorkers are pretty practical. They said, where's this oil of oregano? We want it. So they created this demand. It wasn't even on the market. We were just chit-chatting. Then he wrote it up in his newsletter. And we said, Atkins, God bless you, but, you know, we had $30,000 worth of orders. What are we going to do? So Miss Gray got a turkey baster and ordered some oil of oregano and started stirring it up in the olive oil and squirted it in the bottles in her basement and fulfilled the orders.
That's quite a start.
So, yeah, and then people started calling, you know, hey, it cured my this or that. You know, some guy wrote me a letter. He'd had sinusitis for 30 years. He'd tried everything, and the oil, it eradicated it.
Well, then let me ask you some specific questions in dealing with the oil oregano before we move on to some of the other great products that are produced by North American Urban Spice. I'm looking at three different strengths of oregano. We have the oil oregano in a 0.45-ounce bottle. Then we have the oregano super strength in a 1-ounce bottle. And then we have the Orega Ultra in a 1-ounce bottle. Maybe you can give our listeners a description about how they would use these different oil oreganos.
Sure.
And for what purposes.
Well, fortunately, you have the original brand that came from the mountains of Turkey and is still 100% wild, still the same quality as in 1995. So that's the regular strength oregano to start with. That's for the average cold, flu, bronchial, congestion, rhinitis, maybe somebody that's got a bit of candida, someone that needs to clean out the pathogens, but they don't have a really that serious of a situation. And that's for maintenance, too. One thing about this P73 oil of oregano type, this is daily use. So if someone just doesn't want to go through all this trouble, which I would say is a good idea, of not getting cold or flu or congestion, maybe you work at a daycare, maybe you work with a lot of little kids, maybe you work in a school, maybe you're an RN, maybe you're in a doc, and you want to take just 2 to 5 drops a day or one capsule of that same in a capsule, that's perfect. Now you move to the super strength. That's the one I recommend for the tougher, stubborn conundrums, like toenail fungus, ringworm, chronic athlete's foot, chronic candidiasis, chronic fatigue syndrome, fibromyalgia, maybe your Crohn's, your really more stubborn hepatitis C, Epstein-Barr, or maybe something topical. When you want to go topical for, like I mentioned, toenail fungus or ringworm or vitiligo or cellulitis or something, than the Super Strength. That's the best one. It's 300% more oregano oil to penetrate deep into the tissues. The Ultra came out because of all the talk about Carvacrol. Now, for those who are Carvacrol aficionados, it's the big active ingredient in oregano. So the regular and the super has a Carvacrol level between 65 and 79% because it's a whole food. We can put that on the next label. There's demand for that. It's a whole food. We don't standardize it. You will see standardized oregano oil, like Whole Foods has put out a very poor quality standardized. We don't want to standardize it because it's coming from nature. It varies depending on the season or what have you. So the Ultra, though, is a unique thing because that's coming from 10,000 feet above sea level in certain pockets where the Carvacrol level is 85%. And that's wild Carvacrol, not standardized farm-raised or synthetic, which is common now in the industry. So this is the wild stuff. And when you get to the Carvacrol level of 80% or higher, that's Ultra. That's dissolving the biofilm. That's for the really extreme situations. This would be the AIDS, the really bad cases of fungus. The Lyme, we made that. That was made to help with Lyme disease biofilm. I think if the legal department could have got away with it, they would have put biofilm dissolving agent.
Hey, Justin Cash, one point I think should be brought out. You and I use the oregano oil straight. When I say straight, we take several drops under our tongue, and the mucus lining absorbs it through the entire body.
Yes.
Some people may have difficulty with the potency of even the regular oregano oil. What do you recommend they may dilute it with to make it effective, even though they're not taking it straight?
They can put that in tomato juice, apricot juice, grapefruit juice, for those who don't like the experience of the sublingual burn or that heat, that aggression. And you do get the benefit, maybe 90% of the benefit versus the 100%, a little higher when you're getting it directly into the bloodstream. Not that much of a difference, though. You've also got those tiny metered doses in the gel cap. You've got 6 drops in the gel cap. Save-A-Lot has the 120s and the 60s over there.
Right.
Just take one a day. If you're a nurse or you're in a daycare, you're exposed. Maybe there's a lot of people getting vaccinations and they're shedding and all sorts of risks. You better take a couple twice a day in these extreme cases, or 10 drops twice a day. Make it morning and night of the oil. But I want to reiterate that if you do use the oil, then you do not get the winter illnesses. Now, you can try a lot of things, ascorbic acid, citrus, eat a grapefruit a day. They're all good. Garlic and onion, all good. But if you want to guarantee that you're not going to get sick, that's where you take the oregano.
All right, so somebody wants you to take a maintenance dose to prevent themselves from getting any kind of illness, especially coming now into the winter season.
How many drops
do you recommend?
2 to 5 drops for most people twice a day. If you're in a high risk area, you better go higher. That's 10 or 20 drops twice a day. If I was in a hospital, I definitely would do that. A couple of capsules twice a day. Now, some people also like to know, well, does oregano habituate? The answer is no. It's the opposite. When you take the oregano, it jacks up the capacity of the white blood cells. There was a study done by Herba Polonica where they demonstrated that of the 33 herbs, they were looking at echinacea too now. They were looking at 33 sage and melissa and different herbs. Only the wild oregano caused the white blood cells to be vigorous. And they even took the oregano inside of their white cells to kill germs.
All right, Cash, hold that thought because we're coming up on a short intermission. When we get back, we want to really delve into many of the other fine products that are produced by the North American Herb and Spice Company. And I also want to talk to Dr. Slavin about some of the things that he does in his practice to help people get to the better side of good health. So this is Al Foreman for the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm joined this morning by Dr. Herb Slavin and our very special guest, Dr. Cass Ingram, who's speaking to us from the state of Illinois. So stay with us. We'll be back in a couple of minutes.
Educational meetings, expert advice, information directed at achieving wellness rather than merely treating symptoms. This is just a glimpse of what you will find at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. If achieving health goals has been eluding you, discuss your health issues with me, Janet Cimarelli. Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center was founded on the principle that good health does not mean sacrificing your budget. Learn how we do things differently at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers. We concentrate our efforts on supporting wellness with the highest quality supplements at the very best of the best prices. Come save a lot of your money at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, 3105 North State Road 7, 1/2 mile south of Sample Road in the PennDOT Shopping Center, 754-307-1655, 754-307-1655.
Looking for quality groceries at great discount prices? Look no more. You can find the brands you know at the very best prices at Save-A-Lot, and always at the best prices. EDLP prices, everyday low prices. I said everyday low prices. That's right. EDLP everyday low prices. Come in, see for yourself, see the great selection, and be amazed at the prices. Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers, 3105 North State Road 7, Margate. Go to SaveALotNutritionCenters.com. That's SaveALotNutritionCenters.com.
Good morning, everybody. This is Al Foreman for the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. It is Friday, the 4th of January in the year 2019, and we are off to a good year, a healthy year for all those listeners that shop here at Save-A-Lot and like to save money on some of the quality products that we're going to be speaking about from the North American Urban Spice. Before we get back to you, Cass, I wanted to just check in with Dr. Slavin. In your practice, you look to help people prevent themselves from getting sick. I personally have been taking chelation therapy at your office for over 20 years, and I've been using the intravenous vitamin C for probably close to 10 years. What are some of the other things that you do in your practice to help people either overcome problems or prevent problems from happening?
Well, Al, as you know, we do a lot of testing in the office, and one of the things that stand out with testing is that most people are deficient in vitamin D. Vitamin D, you know, deficiencies contribute to a lot of illnesses, so it's a very easy thing to correct, a vitamin D deficiency. But if you don't test for it, you'll never know, because it's not something you're going to feel. Vitamin C deficiency also comes up. That's why vitamin C is so helpful for people. Most people are deficient unless they're taking it regularly. Vitamin C, most people think of it in the context of a cold. Mm-hmm. But vitamin C is essential for your bodies to be able to make cartilage and collagen, and both very important. Linus Pauling has shown how vitamin C deficiency may be behind coronary artery disease.
Right.
Because the weakened blood vessels sustain trauma from the pumping heart, and the body's response to that is to put down plaque. It's like a Band-Aid that the body puts down, but you can prevent that by making sure you're not deficient in vitamin C. But I want to bring up another topic that always comes up, especially this time of year, and that's about vaccines, particularly now the flu vaccine. And I think the American public is being misled about just how effective the vaccine is. And they judge the effectiveness of a vaccine by the appearance of antibodies that it creates. But the presence of antibodies has never been shown to equal immunity. So just having antibodies doesn't mean you're immune to anything. And getting back to oil of oregano, a condition that's seeing a lot of publicity lately is small intestinal bacterial overgrowth. And I was wondering if Dr. Ingram has any experience with that condition in using oil of oregano.
Yeah. Yes. Sure. I would like to add, too, on the vitamin C, that a great daily dosing during the winter, in addition to those who can tolerate fresh citrus, which you have a little bit of down there, is the Purely C. That Purely C is the wild vitamin C buffered with the natural minerals that just are in it. That's the Camu Camu and Acerola. So you have that down at Save-A-Lot as a
yes, we do.
You know, couple capsules twice a day or one twice a day. On the SIBO, your absolutely important point, the oregano obliterates it very, very quickly. This is the benefit of that sublingual dosing. You take the oil, probably the super strength, put it under the tongue, then it goes through the bloodstream, through the mesenteric arteries, bang, directly to the colon, into the intima and the inside, then it just goes right and penetrates that microvasculature there. Very quickly, it's going to dissolve out and take out those bacteria. Then you can pump in the probiotics at night. I love combining the oil with the Oregamax. That's kind of the digestive oregano. That's the raw, wild oregano ground up with the Rus coriorea. They're both fantastic digestive activators. So you take a couple capsules twice a day. You take the oil twice a day. Some people will add in a bit of the juice, the aromatic water. That's going to penetrate directly through the membranes. But, yes, if you do that and back it in with a probiotic, that condition is cleaned up very quickly. It doesn't take much to throw the microbiome into balance. You just have to, you know, the interesting thing about oregano is that it seems to be highly specific for pathogens. There was a good study which showed that if you take 2-3 drops a day or a couple capsules of Oregamax, that equivalent, 2-4 capsules, the probiotics increase 10-15%. But then when you start taking the higher doses, you knock them down 15%, 10%, but not, you don't entirely kill them like an antibiotic. So it's you know, it's just nature. It's the way God made it, you know. It's.
Do you have any feelings about vaccines, Cash?
Well, I'm not a fan of the flu vaccine in the first place. It still has mercurial residues. You're using live pathogens. Usually the CDC gets a snout virus from a Guangdong pig or something where they think some epidemic's going to arise. They then splice that in with the chicken virus, because that, you know, if you're going to take pig virus and you inoculate a chicken egg and you're growing the embryo, so you've got a chicken pig virus, who's got the immunity to fight that? Then you inject it live. No, it's everybody, when they get the flu, they don't want, if you had the flu, okay, Mr. Foreman, you know, I'm going to spray you with oregano. You know, if there's a flu epidemic, people are going to wash their hands, the escalator railing, the grocery cart handles. People are conscious of the secretions. Well, what if you inject live viruses into somebody's bloodstream? It's the opposite of everything we try to do, which is to avoid the flu virus. So what's happening is what Slavin was saying is that causes an immunosuppression. The body tries to react by producing antibodies. It's meaningless because you've wiped out the immunity and you end up getting flu-like symptoms. Or you could get pericarditis. Or you could have an MI. Or you could get a neurological irritation. Remember, there was a study that was done where it was determined that Alzheimer's is 5 to 10 times more common in anybody that gets 4 flu shots. Because of the neurological.
Say that one more time, Cash.
Yes, Alzheimer's, you can look it online, increased risk up to tenfold from the flu shot if you get 4 consecutive flu shots. And I've treated at least a dozen cases of Parkinson's disease that came on in the aftermath of a flu shot. It's causing neurological toxicity.
So there are many other factors that you have to consider before you think about even taking a flu shot.
Well, and why not, you know, do what's logical, which is to take the oregano.
Which is the preventive measure.
Preventive, and you know what happened when we did the study where we took the flu virus and infected the chicken embryo cells with billions of viruses, and we gave the oregano oil, and it killed 99.7% of the viruses in 20 minutes, one dose. And then we treated, and that was, we treated the bird flu. We took 25 times the amount. That's a published study in antiviral research. 25 times more oregano oil still killed the bird flu, which is 50% fatal. So now it was Hugh Fudenberg who was the one who determined the high risk of Alzheimer's, by the way. He's an immunologist. Okay, so now you were asking about the other natural medicines. I would definitely look at the juice of oregano for neurological support, for digestive, for strength, for vital force. And this is very interesting. When I went to Turkey over the years and developed my information base to write the book from professors in their libraries and so forth, I met some village doctors. All right, so this is 5,000 to 10,000 feet above sea level. They don't have any hospitals there. So the village doctor says, what are you doing with this oil of oregano? We don't use it except for bruises and fractures and colds. Here's what we use. So he digs out a case of pop bottles that are corked. They're Pepsi bottles. I said, well, what is that? He said, well, we make this water of oregano when we distill the oil. And the water, which is the condensation from the steam, we give it as a disease for diseases. What do you treat with that? We treat cancer with it. Can you imagine? We treat diabetes. We use it for heart disease. We use it for heart failure, people who swell up. Who would have ever thought oregano? So I come back home and, you know, I help North American get that on the market. So I start giving it to my patients. I had a guy that had, a woman actually who had diabetes, her blood sugar was 220, came down to 110 with this stuff. And I won't even tell you about the other stuff because it's not the kind of thing you can talk about on the radio, you know. Will say supports a healthy immune system for cancer victims, but it's anti-diabetic, that's for sure.
Well, this particular juice of wild oregano comes in a 12-ounce bottle, and the recommended dose is a tablespoon once a day?
Yeah, if I was in a tough situation, I'd pound down an ounce a day or an ounce twice a day if I had the diabetes or heart trouble. And then stabilize it at a tablespoon a day. And some people say, taste. Okay, if you don't like the taste, you know it's going to be good if it tastes lousy. But take it in juice. You know? Don't be such a wimp.
Well, actually, this particular product is very inexpensive. It's only priced at $11.99.
Well, that's amazing. So, I mean, you could knock down your blood sugar for $12.
And we give 10% off. And not only on this line, but all the other lines that are sold here at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center.
Yeah. Here's a good protocol then. Person wants optimal health. They want a Doc Ingram kind of powerhouse guy, you know, just tear up the territory or whatever. They take the oil of oregano so you can not get sick, okay? You use it more aggressively if you need to, of course. You take the juice, tablespoon a day. You take your Oregamax couple capsules a day. Hey, it's inexpensive anyway. Now, other interesting innovations. One of the big ones is not just hemp, you know, CBD hemp. Combining the hemp with the raw oregano resin. Hemp or cannabis, hemp resin, has been used for up to 10,000 years as a natural medicine. I'm talking about the resin and also the ground plant. And they ate it. They also smoked it and inhaled it, but less so as an incense. Most use was consumption in beverages or food for you know, the last 5,000 years or so. And they were mostly eating it raw or if they put it in hot milk. Okay? So we're going to talk about raw cannabis and raw oregano.
I like that because I'm looking at several different products that are produced by North American Herbal Spice with the ingredient hemp, which I know that we want to get into. You're listening to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. This is Al Foreman. I'm joined this morning here at Save-A-Lot with Dr. Herb Slavin. And our very special guest speaking to us from Illinois is Dr. Cash Ingram. So stay tuned, and when we come back, we're going to talk about some of the hemp products that are produced by North American Herb and Spice. We'll be right back.
Jana Juice gives you the antioxidant protection that is so important to support the health of your cells. Two easy-to-swallow capsules help to minimize the damage for free radicals, energize on a cellular level, enhance your immune response, all with two capsules per day. Come into Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers and learn more. 3105 North State Road 7, Margate, a half mile south of Sample Road in the Penn Dutch Shopping Plaza. Come in today, 754-307-1655. 754-307-1655.
Save-A-Lot prices can't be beat. Come find New Chapter, Garden of Life, Mega Food, Kyolic, Quality of Life, Solgar, Nordic Naturals, Nature's Answer, Vibrant Health, Renew Life, Himalaya, Life Flow, Charo Formulas, so many different brands at unbelievable prices. Skincare, cosmetics, it's all here at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. 754-307-1655. Come see us. Come see the fantastic inventory. 3105 North State Road 7, Margate. 754-307-1655.
Good morning, everybody. This is Al Foreman for the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. It is Friday, the 4th of January in the year 2019. A very special guest today speaking to us from Illinois is Dr. Cash Ingram. And sitting beside me in Janet's palatial office is Dr. Herb Slavin. And Janet will be here today, regular hours on Friday, and she'll be here tomorrow, Saturday. And I'll let you know those hours as soon as we come back from this next intermission. But in the meantime, Dr. Ingram brought up an important point about hemp. And hemp seems to be a most popular ingredient in many different products that people are using for a multitude of reasons. And I know that we were speaking during the break, Dr. Slavin, that you do carry in your office hemp products. Mm-hmm. And you found those to be very, very successful in helping people.
Yes.
And we here carry a brand called CB Sciences, and we carry the North American Urban Spice Hempanol.
So let me ask Dr. Ingram, what made him think about putting the hemp or CBD mixed in with the oregano?
That's a good question. I'm sitting in an airport finishing up my book, The Cannabis Cure. So I said, all right, let me try CBD. By the big maker, you know. So they have it in a little thing, a toothpick. You put it under your tongue. So I'm putting it under my tongue. I'm sitting in the airport. I feel like I'm stoned. I don't even want to get out of my chair. I'm just sitting there staring. I said, this is interesting. I've never smoked pot, but I think I just feel like I did or something. So how am I going to recommend this in my book? So, and I'm, you know, 60-some, and I've never tried this before, so... So I said, toss me a bottle of super strength oregano. I feel like I couldn't move. He tosses me the oregano. I squirt it under my tongue, and I pop out of the chair. So I got to thinking, why not combine them and make something that would be universally acceptable to anybody, elderly, children, toddlers, that anybody could take without any potential untoward effects or being too calm or too sedated? Because that's what cannabis is capable of doing. And it's one of the reasons it's good for epilepsy, is it, and spasticity of MS. It sedates the nervous system. Anyway, so then we started to research it. And the big terpene in cannabis or hemp is beta-caryophyllene. And that's a very powerful neurological aid, anti-inflammatory, immune aid. It's very big on helping the nervous system reset itself. More important in many ways than cannabidiol. So what's the big terpene in oregano? Beta-caryophyllene. Why do we love the aroma of oregano in a pizza? Nobody'd make a pizza without oregano. Beta-caryophyllene. What do they train dogs to sniff so they can sniff marijuana? Caryophyllene. Caryophyllus species is the carnation. It's the smell of a carnation. It's the smell of cloves. It's the odor of cinnamon. So we innovated this. Now here's another interesting thing. It's not just raw cannabis, so it's raw supercritical cannabis without any solvents. Unfortunately, a lot of the supercritical is then treated with solvents. So you've got the raw cannabis, and then we went to Flavix in Germany and said, give us certified organic oregano raw supercritical. So we put the supercritical oregano with the supercritical cannabis. The oregano is much more powerful for pain and inflammation than even the cannabis. There was a study, you know, because they used to put the opium with the cannabis in India and in Mongolia. This was traditional. So we're basically putting an opiate-like agent for the opiate receptors with an endocannabinoid. Oregano is like a natural opium without the addictive. There was a study which showed that it was half as effective as morphine in an animal model for inflammation and pain, and more effective than Indocin. So that there's no comparison. Case history. Myself, I slip on the ice. You don't have any of that down there yet, do you?
No.
And bang, I land on my greater trochanter. I'm wobbling all day long like a duck and in pain. Well, I know I didn't fracture it because I'm walking and stuff. But so I took this super strength hempenol, the one with the oregano, and I started taking 20 drops here and there. And then I saturated my hand and held it over that miserable pain. It took it out. And I can't even tell you how many people with arthritis and chronic pain are just benefiting immensely. Case history, migraine. In ancient Greece, they used cannabis for migraine, but they also used oregano. They have the terpenes together. They have the common ingredients. They have cannabinoids. The terpenes are cannabinoids, too. So when you take the hempenol, the one with the oregano, for migraine, it takes it out. I mean, it's toast.
Which one are you speaking about for migraines? I'm looking at three different ones. I'm looking at the regular hempenol, and I'm looking at the hempenol super strength, and I'm
super.
Looking at the hempenol PM.
Super.
Super strength hempenol.
Super strength hempenol. And that's the one I use for my hip. So you could use that.
How would the dosage of capsules compare to the liquid?
Well, if it was migraine, probably a couple capsules at a time repeatedly until it takes it out. If it's a liquid, say 10 drops at a time. If it's arthritis, 10 or 20 drops or a half a drop or full, 2-3 times. Couple capsules, 2-3 times. Lyme disease, 3-3 times. Any kind of this extreme chronic inflammation, you got to move in on that one. It's like 100 times more aggressive than just taking the hemp resin, which would be your CBD or your hempenol. Because there's another kind of hempenol, I don't know if you have yet, it's called hempenol CF. That's calm and focus hempenol, and that's just the cannabis resin with no oregano. And that came out of popular demand, people who just wanted the hemp experience. And that one is really great for neurological, like seizures or, you know, spasticity or autism or behavioral disorders in children or Tourette's or anxiety or neurosis or depression, somebody that just wants that experience. But for me, if it's a tough condition, I need that power of the synergy of the combination of the raw hemp with the raw oregano. So if I'm going to be having a patient see me or someone with MS, with Parkinson's, with Lou Gehrig's, with some sort of a neurological condition or inflammation, I'm going to go with the one with the oregano, really. I want that extra authority.
Cash, how young a child can take this?
That hempenol with the oregano can be given to anybody. You know, if you got a two-year-old or something that's got the autism, just one drop and some honey or something, one or two drops. We had a kid, seven-year-old, with seizures. In this case, mom didn't want the oregano experience. They used the CF. The kid had the seizures for, you know, on and on, for 7 years. So nothing could do anything. So it went away in 3 days. But keep in mind, whether the one with the oregano or the one without, when you have raw hemp and you don't heat it and you don't solvent it, the terpenes and the cannabinoids are like worms. You know, in Florida, when a worm crawls on the sidewalk, what happens to it? But the worm with the wiggle, is that's going to be an unheated cannabinoid. So it wiggles into the brain. That's going to be very effective for neurological. And here's another interesting thing. This is full-spectrum hemp, full-spectrum oregano. Full-spectrum is even more, we can say, whole food. Nothing has been removed. All the waxes, resins, sterols, pigments, chlorophyll, and cannabinoids and terpenes, everything's there. So, here, you don't have the bell curve. Oh, I used to take 500 milligram, now I need 1,000, now I need 10,000. You have the naturally occurring cannabinoids and the terpenes slowly releasing because of the fact that they're in their own fats and waxes, very slow. And that's what you need for the endocannabinoid system anyway, because how much cinnamon do we put in the cappuccino? It's a cannabinoid. How much oregano is used in pizza? We don't need that much. They now know, and this is what I found, just a little bit of dosing. You get to the point where you get an improvement, then you take it occasionally. You know, that way you don't habituate the receptors. That's a real issue now, where people are taking increasing and increasing doses of CBD. Then they shut down the receptors. The body quits making the receptors. They don't get the result. It's the opposite with the crude extract. Crude extract, you get the results, you pull back. You don't need so much.
You know? All right, so are you saying for those people that are taking CBD now, if they switched over to hempanol, they would probably be a lot better off using the hempanol rather than CBD, or even combining both of them together?
Well, if on the combining, they could cut back the CBD and so they don't habituate, especially if they artificially increase the CBD. Or you're going to get better results with the hempanol, because what happens is, I mean, it's like this. So I start taking this stuff, and my creativity went up dramatically. I'm pounding radio all year long. I'm going and doing seminars. I'm driving to my own seminars as if nothing's happening. I'm doing trainings, and I'm writing 6 books. I noticed a cumulative increase in my capacity from the cannabinoid and the terpene resin, and then I don't even need it very often. The only thing I do is I take the PM, because how do you think I wrote 30 books? I'm an insomniac. So I take that to knock myself into REM sleep. But I only take the hempanol once in a while. I don't need it. You know, my body tells me not to take it every day because it did what it had to do. And this is the nature of those endocannabinoid receptors. They are synthesized based on demand. If you take these big doses, now I saw 1,500 milligrams, 2,000, 3,000 CBD. If you take the big doses of isolated CBD, you're going to shut off your receptors. So the purist is going to say, you know, give me the crude extract. But, you know CBD is trending, so I don't want to argue that point.
All right, so people have a choice, and they could take the liquid in the hempanol, or they could take the capsules.
They could. And they can, eventually, I think you'll probably have the CF if you don't, and they can even take just pure cannabis.
Well, if we don't have it, we'll make sure we get it.
Yeah.
But hold that thought, because when we come back, there's another important product from North American Urban Spice. It's called Hempanol Brain Detox. And I want to get into this because I think it serves a purpose, not only for adults, but I guess it could help kids that are having trouble in school focus well as well. You're listening to the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour. This is Al Foreman. I'm joined this morning with our very special guest, Dr. Cash Ingram, and our other special guest here, Dr. Herb Slavin, who's sitting beside me in Janet Cimbrelli's office. When we come back, I'll tell you Janet's hours for today and tomorrow. So stay tuned.
Mr. Al Foreman and his team are working very hard to stock the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, with the best supplements, the best beauty care, the best organic groceries. But the best of the best is the prices. EDLP, everyday low prices. We invite you to come and see what we're creating for you, the savvy health food shopper. Come see us at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, 3105 North State Road 7 in the PennDOT Shopping Center, 1/2 mile south of Sample Road in Margate, 754-307-1655, 754-307-1655.
When you support your probiotic status with Best Biotic, you are on the way to overall good health. Your brain benefits with Best Biotic. Your immune system benefits with Best Biotic. Your digestion benefits with Best Biotic. Who doesn't need that kind of broad support for health and well-being? Enhance your health with Best Biotic. You can learn more at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers and find Best Biotic at incredible savings. Call 754-307-1655 for more information.
Morning, everybody. This is Al Foreman for the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. It is Friday, the 4th of January, the year 2019, and we hope that the year brings to our listeners and our friends and family a good, healthy, happy, and prosperous new year. And we have two very special guests. One is Dr. Herb Slavin sitting here in Janet Cimarelli's office with me, and our guest speaking to us from Illinois, Dr. Cash Ingram. And before we go any further, I wanted to make mention that Janet Cimarelli will be here today from 2 to 6 and tomorrow, Saturday, 12:30 to 5:30. And Janet has the full array of all the products that we're speaking about from North American Urban Spice. So if you have any further need to learn more, please stop in and visit Janet today from 2 to 6. That's Friday and Saturday tomorrow, from 12:30 to 5:30. Cash, I want to get into this Common Focus Hempanol Brain Detox.
Yes, that's very interesting because it's another one of these synergistic. So you combine the heirloom organic cannabis, and that is, by the way, certified organic. So you've got that raw material in there. You're combining that with wild crowberry. The natives used wild crowberry, which is from the Arctic area, for seizures, epilepsy, spasticity, and neurological conditions. Then you combine it with wild raw blackberry, which is also a brain-supporting berry, and it looks kind of like a brain if you look at a blackberry. And those are from northern Canada. They're hand-picked, and they're raw. Everything in there is raw. So that's for detoxing the neurological system, especially the brain. Case history. I had a guy, because the berry acids pull the heavy metals, too. I had a guy who said, well, the reason I drink is because of my first wife. I said, well, you've got this nice second wife. Well, her too. He kind of damaged his brain with the alcohol, and he was wobbling like a vestibular. He couldn't walk a straight line. I said, you got to quit the drinking. Oh, all right, I'll do it. So, but then he told me he worked at a steel mill for 20 years, and he said that the metallic on his neck, it took him 2-3 days to wash it off, all that stuff. So I put him on this. He started chugging it, 1 ounce twice a day. The guy started walking normally within 2 days. Within a week, the guy was like, I don't have any symptoms left. I was astonished. So I would say that for anybody with a known neurological imbalance, and like you said, it's a berry extract with a little bit of the cannabis. So why not give a teaspoon and stir it up in some juice for the little kid that's got the autism or the Tourette syndrome or the ADHD or better than Ritalin, yeah?
That's for sure. And so, I would say it's very pleasant tasting.
Yeah, it is. Did they
the
send you guys a demo bottle? We should pull one from the, you know, let people try it and stuff. And, you know, you look at the beautiful color from the wild blackberry and the crowberry. And nobody ever put crowberry out for the general consumption because you have to go to Newfoundland and Labrador. Those are the only areas that it grows. So the natives pick it, you see. And so anybody that's got a history of heavy metal overload, vaccine injury, or some kind of neurological condition, nobody knows why, or MS-like symptoms, it would be ideal. Not to say you shouldn't take a bit of oregano oil, juice of oregano, kind of that would be your protocol.
All right, yeah. And how young a child can take this?
Well, if you just give a few drops, you can give it. If you've got a child that's got autism or neurological, give it to them. You can give it, just take a dropper bottle and pour some into a one-ounce dropper bottle, give them two or three drops, and then work it up from there. It can't do anything to them, but help them out.
What about students that go to high school or college that have trouble focusing?
Well, that would help immediately. I mean, the more you take, probably the better. More like a tablespoon or two for them. The other thing about focus is definitely cannabis in general, the hemp and all, but also rosemary. If you have kids in school, you want the juice of rosemary, the oil of rosemary for increasing mental acuity. So that's specific for that. Yeah.
Now, I know you can't make claims, and it's very difficult to possibly delve into this particular product, but what effect do you think it would have on Alzheimer's patients?
Well, I think it would help a lot because you know of the aluminum overload in Alzheimer's, plus you have the issue of damage to the brainstem and the frontal cortex. So, and the cannabinoids would help. But if I had to support an Alzheimer's case, I would definitely do the 1 ounce of the brain detox, pretty pleasant. I would definitely do the oregano hemp, and I would do the juice of oregano. It'd be like a 1-2-3 punch. And that would be of early dementia or Alzheimer's, even Parkinson's, same protocol, even MS. So juice, super strength oregano hemp, which capsules are very convenient, if you will, and the brain detox. And those are very powerful. If anything's going to move the needle, it's going to be these. And the Slavin Clinic, they could try it as well. They could take a couple cases, give us a report, and see how they come out. And what else can you do for them?
Well, so you're saying that the hempanol brain detox would really benefit people with neurological problems?
Well, we saw this guy with an intractable. We went for an MRI. He had all kinds of studies. They told him, you have a virus that's damaged your vestibular apparatus. There's nothing we can do. And the guy gets better in a week. The guy can't walk. The guy walks. So you can imagine if you take somebody with any of these conditions and you start feeding them those raw cannabinoids and the raw oregano resins. Remember, BCP, beta-caryophyllene, is the only substance known which dramatically and measurably causes new neurons to develop. So it induces the stem cells to make new cells, not just repairing the damaged cells. Yes, it does that. So, my mom who died of Alzheimer's, I said, don't CAT scan her, don't do anything, just leave her alone. Well, the other siblings, no, we want the CAT scan. She died 2 days later. So they got the CAT scan, and it showed her brain was, eaten up. It was just fluid on one side of the head. So they've lost brain mass. The only way going forward to bring them back, if it's meant to be that we can bring them back, is to get some neuroregeneration going. I think that's what's happened to me. Why am I so creative? Why am I doing 101 things? Why can I handle a stress load 10 times what I did before? Somehow the neurons are able to handle all of this because of all this cannabis I've been not smoking, but taking.
So, we only got a couple of minutes left, Cash, but I did want to touch upon something topical that we've had great success with, and that's the North American Herb and Spice Fast-Acting Pain G.
Oh, Pain Ease. Pain Ease is interesting. That is a kind of a camphor with eucalyptus, with wild oregano, with Turkish lavender, and that just goes right into the pain endings, the nerve endings, and it just shuts out the pain response. And it's topical. You don't spray it in the mouth. You spray it on. So have you had some good success with people suffering from chronic pain with that?
Yes, we've had.
Okay.
And I did want to make mention of the fact that it's a very easy product to use, and most people will feel a difference within several minutes.
Yeah.
It works that quickly.
It's true. It's got that cooling action from the camphor and the eucalyptus, and there's some good studies on this that it basically takes out the pain-ending inflammation. So it's not just temporary. It gets in there. It reverses the cycle of pain and inflammation. And the beauty of it is you could use it repeatedly. So use it. But again, you don't need to use too much. Use it. Get into remission. I would combine the painies with something by mouth. So I don't know. I think the store has the can of Curemin. Or the Turmeric Power Plus. Some kind of full spectrum.
We have can of Curemin.
Okay. So full spectrum crude turmeric resin with a little bit of hemp in there, of course, and the ginger. If you take those drops or capsules for a more long-term reversal of the pain and inflammation, internal, topical, would be, better results.
The people listening to the show right now, Cash, are probably wondering, as myself and Dr. Slavin that we discussed, is there any way somebody can go to your website for North American Herbal Spice and find out about all the different products that are produced by North American Herbal Spice?
They can go to oreganol.com and they could study that. Of course, you don't have any claims and so on. And they could do that. They could come into the store. There's a little protocol book I'd like to send you from me. And then they could look through that and people could say, is this what I take? And you guys could share that with them. Or my books, CassIngram.com. Get the book, study it, and you'll learn what to do.
And I know you have over 25 books that you've written.
That's correct. CassIngram.com for the books. Save a lot for the health food supplements. Go on down and visit the store. Let's support local all year long. Local, local, local. Stop the internet insanity.
Well, Cash, I want to thank you very much for being with us today. You're most informative. We're going to have you back on, and maybe one of these days when you get to South Florida, you can speak and talk to some of our customers that would like to come in and meet you in person.
Yeah, meet and greet. If I come down, I'll let you know. Thanks, everybody. God bless. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Have a great year. This has been Al Foreman for the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour. Our special guest was Dr. Cash Ingram, who is now hung up. But with me is Dr. Herb Slavin. And I'm sure that we're going to see you, Dr. Slavin, next Friday for a very special show with Janet Cimarelli and possibly myself. I look forward to that. And Janet Cimarelli will be here today from 12 to 4, tomorrow Saturday from 12:30 to 5:30. I want to thank everybody for listening, and thank you, Dr. Slavin, for being with us. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour with your hosts, Mr. Al Foreman, and licensed nutrition counselor, Janet Cimarelli. Remember to tune in again next Friday at 10 a.m.